Yes, once again, it is our pleasure to address you within the sanctuary of light, the sanctuary of Sonic, created through the thought of spirit, channeled through those in the physical that are able to fulfill and participate with the energies of the sanctuary. It is always very important that there is a collective of, shall we say, a team upon the physical ground who do run and administer this particular sanctuary. For without those efforts, without those levels of commitment and responsibility, then those of us in spirit would not be able to work with you in this way. So we do extend our light and our gratitude to those that fulfill that purpose. It is often very difficult for the individual to look at the self, to look at the self in a way of non-judging, to look at the self in a way of perception that would allow you to see those energies, those thought patterns of the self that need rebalancing or that need understanding. And we do see that it is a great challenge to be able to do this. So there is words within your books that refer to those evolved ones. And so what is an evolved being? How does one arrive at that point? So we say to you that those beings that you would refer to as evolved are at this time the ones that have worked through their physical life experiences. They do not need to incarnate back upon the earth plane specifically for themselves. They may incarnate for the assistance of mankind or the other life forms upon it, but for their own evolvement, it is not necessary for them to undertake the physical form once more. So they have travelled a pathway like yourselves that has many challenges, has many experiences that put you to the test, that extend your resolve, that extend your empathy, so that you may reach deeper within the self to make that connection with your true spirit. And so this can be a very challenging task for the individual to undertake, but it is a very necessary task that at some point along your pathway, that to explore those areas of your mind and of your thought patterns that, as it was said in the reading, that do create the reality around you. It is a most difficult thing to accept that your thought would create the experience that you are having, for it does not appear to be this way at times. But we do say to you that it is a truth, that it is your thought pattern, it is your energies that create the life experiences that you are undertaking at this time. So it is quite a complex thing because, as you would see, the population of your planet at this time is somewhere over the 6 billion people. So that is a lot of individuals on the planet trying to achieve this task. And of course, this is not made easy when the consciousness of the planet is in the condition or in the state of awareness that that it is at this time. And so it requires even a further effort, a further courage to truly look at the self, to see where that difference can be made within yourself. If you allow yourself to accept and to explore that which is within you, then slowly you start to awaken. Slowly you start to realize what is taking place upon this earth plane. The program, or the great plan, as it is referred to, has been set in motion much time ago. We cannot give you a time frame because it would have no bearing or no relevance to you, as there has been many periods upon the planet where, in a sense, time has ceased to exist. But what we say to you is that the most benefit or the area to understand is the experiencing the experiences that you are having now at this particular time upon the planet. There is learning and understandings and teachings that can be gained from past life experiences, past civilizations, and this is an area also to look at. But we say to you that everything that you need to further your consciousness, to awaken that awareness within yourself, is presented to you in this lifetime. And so it is this lifetime that gives you the most benefit to evolve. And so one has to be mindful when one starts to link back into past lives that accuracy and truth is being obtained. And that really is something that can only be done within the self, not through another individual. And of course, those guides and those helpers in spirit would often not take you back into a past life experience, because as we have explained, the experience that you are having now is the one that gives you the advantage or the most potential for your awareness to be of the true self. And so, as we have said, it is not an easy task, but there is much light, there is much help from spirit for you to achieve this, for that is part of the great plan. You are not placed here to have all these baffling experiences and to not gain from them or to not gain an understanding. This would be a negative part of that great plan or that program for you. But it does take effort, it does take will from yourself to be able to be honest with yourself, to be able to give yourself the compassion that you would give another when you see someone perhaps struggling and perhaps not coping with their world of experiences. You would offer them the empathy of assistance. And this is something that needs to be directed towards the self as well, to give yourself that same opportunity, that same equality that you would give to another being. And so this goes across all life forms, as was in one of those passages, let your love bind you to all living things. Now, this is a state of consciousness. It is a state of being. It can be reached. It can be obtained. However, the pathway to achieving that does require the self to make the effort to explore and to accept those things about perhaps the self that that you do not feel so comfortable with. So as we say, it is about allowing the empathy to be experienced by yourself, for yourself. And spirit are always there to assist you with this, to give you guidance and to give you help. But they cannot interfere with the pathway that you are on. For the pathway that you are on is of your responsibility. And so spirit cannot take away that responsibility for you, for they would do a great injustice, a great misservice to you if they didn't allow you to fully experience the lessons and the experiences that bring you to that higher state of consciousness. So those in spirit, they extend their light, their love, their sonic to you at this time to assist you on your pathway. They wish you well and they watch over you as you go through your learning experiences at this time. And we leave you with the love and the light of spirit. So be it.